Mass. The introit is composed of the words of the holy martyr, who in the language of the royal psalmist tells us of the plot formed against him by the wicked, and of his own humble confidence in God, whereby he triumphed over their persecutions. From the murder of the innocent Abel to the future martyrs who are to shed their blood in the days of Antichrist, the Church is always under persecution. In some country, she is ever shedding her blood. But her strength lies in her fidelity to Jesus, her spouse, and in the simplicity which the Babe of Bethlehem is come to teach her by his own example. Introit. Princes sat and spoke against me, and sinners persecuted me. Help me, O Lord my God, for thy servant hath practiced thy commandments. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church asks, both for herself and her children, that divine vigor which makes the holy martyrs forgive their persecutors, and perfects not only their testimony to the truth, but also their imitation of Jesus Christ. It speaks the praise of Saint Stephen, who was the first to follow our Savior's example. Collect. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that we may imitate him whose memory we celebrate, so as to learn to love even our enemies. Because we now solemnize his martyrdom, who knew how to pray even for his persecutors, to our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who groan under the old captivity of sin may be freed therefrom by the new birth of thine only begotten Son. Epistle. Lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapters 6 and 7. In those days, Stephen, full of grace and fortitude, did great wonders and signs among the people. Now there arose some of that which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of them that were of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit that spoke. Now hearing these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed with their teeth at him. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfastly to heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they, crying out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and with one accord ran violently upon him. And casting him forth without the city, they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, invoking and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling on his knees, he cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep in the Lord. Thus, O glorious Prince of Martyrs, thou wast led outside the gates of the city for thy sacrifice, and thy punishment was that of blasphemers. The disciple was to be like to his master in all things, but neither the ignominy of such a death, nor its cruelty, could daunt thy great soul. Thou didst carry Jesus in thy heart, and with him thou wast stronger than all thy enemies. And what was thy joy when thou sawest the heavens open, and this same Jesus in his glorified humanity, standing at the right hand of God and looking upon thee with love. A God looking complacently on the creature that is going to die for him, and the creature permitted to behold the God for whom he is dying. Truly, this was more than enough to encourage thee. Let thine enemies cast their stones against thee, and bruise and tear thy flesh as they please. Nothing can distract thee from this sight of the eternal King, who raised himself from his throne to applaud thee, and deck thee with the crown which he had prepared for thee from all eternity. Now that thou art reigning in the kingdom of heaven, pray for us, that we also may be faithful, and faithful even unto death, to this same Jesus, who not only left his throne, but even came down among us as a little child. Gradual. Princes sat and spoke against me, and the wicked persecuted me. Help me, O Lord my God, save me for thy mercy's sake. Alleluia, alleluia. I see the heavens opened, and Jesus standing at the right hand of the power of God. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23. At that time, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, "Behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you will put to death and crucify, and some you will scourge in your synagogues, and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the just blood that hath been shed upon the earth, from the blood of Abel the just, even unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Berechias, whom you killed between the temple and the altar. Amen, I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered together thy children, as the hen doth gather her chickens under her wings, and thou wouldst not. Behold, your house shall be left to you desolate, for I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." The martyrs are given to the world that they may continue the ministry of Christ on the earth by bearing testimony to his word, and by confirming this testimony by their blood. The world has despised them. Like their divine master, they have shone in the darkness, and darkness has not understood their light. Nevertheless, many have received their testimony, and the seed of the martyr's blood has brought forth in them the rich fruit of faith. The synagogue was cast off by God for having shed the blood of Stephen, after having imbrued its hands in that of Jesus. Unhappy they who cannot appreciate the martyrs. Let us who are Christians take in the sublime lessons taught us by their generous sacrifice, and let our respect and love for them testify that we are grateful for the noble ministry they have fulfilled and are still fulfilling in the Church. The Church is never without martyrs, just as she is never without miracles. It is the twofold testimony that she will give to the end of time, by which she evidences the divine life she has received from her Almighty Founder. During the offertory, the Church once more proclaims the merits and the glorious death of Stephen, and by this she teaches us that the sacrifice of the holy deacon is united with that of Jesus himself. Offertory. The apostles chose Stephen, a Levite, full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, whom the Jews stoned, praying and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Alleluia. Secret. Receive, O Lord, these offerings in memory of thy saints, and as their sufferings have made them glorious, so may our devotion render us free from sin. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Sanctify, O Lord, our offerings by the new birth of thine only begotten Son, and cleanse us from the stains of our sins. United by Holy Communion to her Divine Spouse, the Church, too, sees the heavens opened and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. She sends up to this incarnate Word the yearnings of her intense love and derives from the heavenly food she has received that meekness which makes her bear with the injuries and insults put upon her by her enemies, in order that she may win them all to the faith and love of Jesus Christ. It was by partaking of this same heavenly food that Stephen obtained the superhuman strength whereby he won his victory and crown. Communion. I see the heavens opened and Jesus standing on the right hand of the power of God. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, and lay not this sin to their charge. Post-communion. May the mysteries we have received, O Lord, be help to us, and by the intercession of the blessed martyr Stephen, strengthen us with thy perpetual protection. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that as the Savior of the world, who was born this day, procured for us a divine birth, may he also bestow on us immortality.